Shopping for an automobile? I can't encourage you more to shop at Sanderson Ford in Glendale. 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale Avenue. I'll tell you, we've been shopping there. The Romeros have been shopping there. As a matter of fact, when the Romeros have Sunday afternoon barbecue at my house, it looks like Sanderson Ford's used car lot. I mean, my mom's got her Ford. My daughters have their Ford. Jennifer has her two Fords. I've got my two Fords. Romy's got his three Fords, all bought at Sanderson Ford. And you know what? We were buying there a long, long time ago, and you should too, and you should do it right now this Labor Day weekend, because they've got 0% financing for 72 months for qualified buyers, free from interest for 6 years, and you're free to choose, because the lot's 64 acres of beautiful brand new Ford vehicles with up to $1,000 bonus cash direct from Ford. So you're free to save, you're free to choose, and you're free from interest for 6 years at Sanderson Ford. Go out there and check them out. Sanderson Ford, beautiful place, beautiful ride. Talking storms today, storm damage. At Rosie on the House, where we are here every Saturday morning to protect you, to educate you, and to inform you. I missed the storm, but when I woke up on the East Coast Tuesday morning, it was actually making national news, the storm that moved through Arizona that Monday night. And when I called Jennifer to check on her, and she says, "What storm?"
Well, it wasn't what storm, because I tried sitting on the back porch to talk to Will. And for one thing, I couldn't hear him. The wind was so strong. And I was a little afraid to be out there. The lightning was like going sideways and really close to the house.
Pretty spectacular, huh?
We just didn't benefit from all the rain. We maybe got like a quarter inch.
All right. We're talking here in this hour about damage you may have incurred in this storm or any storm. And those of you that get in this hour and visit with us about the particular project or problem or damage you instilled, we'd especially like people to call in that can give us the lessons learned. Maybe when they had damage in a prior storm, things weren't handled quite the way they wish they would have, and it didn't turn out quite as well as you hoped. Call and share your lessons learned through prior storm damage. Everybody that gets in the 9 o'clock hour will have their names put in a hat, and we will draw a winner at the end of this hour for the tickets to the Los Angeles Dodgers coming to visit the Arizona Diamondbacks Friday, September 11th. This is dugout box seats. It's row 13. You're in an excellent position to catch that errant fly ball. Did you know watching baseball was one of the most dangerous sports on the planet?
What?
I never knew that. I heard that.
Not NASCAR?
Not NASCAR. Apparently injuries happen more to more spectators to baseball. Anyway.
Well, and so when are you going to announce that winner? Into the 10 o'clock hour?
Yeah, we'll probably draw it at the top of the 9 o'clock and open the 10 o'clock hour with the winner's name.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to the phones and welcome Johnny into the conversation. There is room if you'd like to squeeze in. If we can manage with time properly, you can squeeze in as many calls as possible. 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, sir, and welcome back to Arizona.
Yeah, it's always good to be home, I'll tell you that.
We love your city. We're glad you survived Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., the beast of the belly of the beast, that's for sure.
You're right. You're lucky. Listen, my question is one not just for me, but for, I'm sure for a lot of people in the area about these storms. I have an issue with the storm damage in our community because we're paying our HOA fees to maintain the property the way that this board inherited the community.
Yes.
And with the trees down, they're not going to replace the trees, I understand. And we've got some severe erosion in one of the areas. We've already paid a lot of money to repair one of our walls, and that erosion wasn't fixed properly, so it's eroding again. We've got four-foot gullies. What can we do to get the attention of the HOA itself? Is there any advice on how to get them to maintain our property the way that we was when we bought it?
I would think something as simple as just getting a letter circulated out amongst the particular homeowner participants in that neighborhood announcing when the next homeowner association meeting is coming up and giving the board notice, hey, we have an RSVP list of X number of people that are coming to find out what y'all plan on doing about this. There are obvious guides and in the homeowner association organizational papers that tell you what you can expect from that service. I'd hold their feet to the fire, and I'd do it as politely as I could at first and ramp it up step by step until you get the result you're looking for.
You're going to go visit the HOA? Is that ramping it up?
No, I don't know what good it would do for me to go visit them, but certainly phone calls and RSVPs. I really would. I would hand draft the letter and just stuff it in the mailboxes or email it to as many of the homeowners. There's got to be a directory when you're in the homeowner association. Don't you have a directory of other members in the
Thankfully, I don't
neighborhood?
Know.
Yeah, we're not in a directory. So when trees fall down in our neighbor's house, we usually
help them clean it up.
Have to go over there and help them clean it up.
And vice versa.
Johnny, we appreciate the call. Homeowner association certainly should be as disciplined with their rules about themselves as they are about you, the members of the Homeowner Association. All right. Well, I don't think we're going to have room to squeeze in any more calls right now. We certainly appreciate y'all all participating. Those of you that were able to get in and get on air, we're going to stuff your name in a hat. And right here, when we go to top of the hour break, we're going to draw the winner, and we'll notify that winner. And it's for next Friday's game, LA Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. And in the next hour, we're going to continue this conversation about damage. And once damage is incurred, or maybe in the middle of the storm, while the damage is actually happening, what are you supposed to do? What does the insurance company expect you to do? What precautions, what measures can you actually carry out yourself? We're going to cover that. Homeowners insurance, things that may be in your policy that will surprise you, and things that aren't in your policy that may surprise you. Homeowners insurance covered at 10 o'clock. We've already got people lining up with questions on the topic. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We're bringing in a special guest, Clay Jansen from Focus Insurance Group. I've been a loyal customer of he and his family's business for 40 years.